millions of years. It's a major stumbling block.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the new apologetics magazine called Answers. Ken, are you insinuating that the teaching of millions of years for the age of fossils is a real stumbling block to people listening to the gospel?
Well, to be honest, I can clearly document this is so. You know, over the years, I've collected numerous quotes from scientists like the late Carl Sagan and others in the secular world. And the sad thing is that these quotes all state the same basic thing, but in different ways. They ask questions like, how can there be a loving, all-powerful God when we see death, disease, suffering, violence, mutations, and all sorts of other horrible things all around us? You know, these scientists look at this present groaning world, and they assume that if there's a God, he can't be loving and all-powerful. But sadly, when Christians agree with these non-Christians that the fossil record is millions of years old and was formed before man, this actually reinforces this problem. You see, this would mean that death and bloodshed, violence, as they see around them today, existed before Adam sinned. What a difference it makes when these non-Christians are shown this is a fallen world. It's not millions of years old. It was once perfect, but now is groaning because of our sin.
Is there really strong evidence from science that shows that the earth is young and not old? Find out when you read our newest booklet written by Dr. Terry Mortensen of our staff. It's available on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.